This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. This afternoon, I'm broadcasting from just a few blocks away from my day job in Midtown Manhattan. I'm in Bryant Park, and I'm with Owen Taylor, who works for Just Food. I've talked about them before on the show, and he's got a special project he's going to tell me about. Usually, we're right next to a coop, but today we're in Midtown traffic because, you know, we all take care of business during the day, but have chickens incorporated fully into our lives, and we're kind of centrally located. So thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, Owen, just for the listeners who haven't heard recently, why don't you tell me a little bit about Just Food and then about what you're doing with chickens, and then we'll move on to the Kickstarter project that we really want people to hook into.
Okay, sounds good. So I work at this organization called Just Food, and what we do is connect community members with local farmers and who are working to create a local food system, a sustainable food system, a just food system. We work with rural farmers, urban farmers, folks in the city who are trying to get local sustainable food, a food system where we know where our food comes from, we know who's raised it, and we're able to access quality food at all times for all New Yorkers. The City Farms program, where I spend my time, works with community gardeners, urban farmers, and school gardeners who are trying to raise their own food in the city. And so part of that is working with the City Chicken Project. And we, you know, over the years we heard that people wanted to take it to the next level, keep livestock in their gardens, and particularly we're interested in chickens. And so we developed this program to work with people who need a little support in finding the materials, finding the know-how, finding the chickens themselves. And so now we build a few chicken coops per year.
Just Food, what were they concentrating on when you first started working with them?
Really, we started by advocacy. How do we make policy change? How do we educate our neighbors about creating a better food system?
So the dirt wasn't under the fingernails so much in the beginning. It was more about making things possible for other folks.
Right. In the beginning, we were focused on the issue of we're losing small farms and farmland outside of the city, and inside the city, we're all these, there's neighborhoods that don't have access to healthy food. And so how do we address both of these problems? Pretty quickly we moved into creating community-supported agriculture, CSAs, and so that's where you buy a share of vegetables from a farmer at the beginning of the year, giving them the money they need to buy seeds, equipment, and so on, and then you get a weekly subscription like a magazine, but it's fresh food. We're also starting helping communities start farmers markets where they sell their urban produce as well as rural produce, helping farmers connect with food pantries so that there's really high quality food coming in instead of the wastes and mistakes of the food system. So a lot was going on, and I started as the chicken intern. That was my, my way to get into working at Just Food, which I was enamored with. Well, that was 2005. Started by actually giving workshops, giving materials, helping people figure out how to grow more food, giving the workshops, giving the consultations. But we've been, since then, noticing that people know how to grow food in New York City. There's a lot of experts, a lot of people who come from other countries, other parts of this country, who can actually be the ones to lead these workshops and lead these consultations. So we train trainers. And so that was something that was happening when I came in, the shift to focusing on the wealth of experience and knowledge that the community gardeners and urban farmers have in New York City, which expands our reach much further, because instead of one or two staff members giving workshops, helping people grow more food, now we have 30 trainers who are all based in their own communities growing food. And what's so cool about that, now that we have the chicken program, is while when I started as the chicken intern, I gave the workshops on keeping chickens. Now it's community gardeners themselves who keep chickens, giving them a hop.
What do the setups look like?
We work with community gardens, urban farms, and school gardens that are trying to make a grassroots solution to the neighborhood food access issues.
So they're public spaces that are shared either from a school or it's some reclaimed space that kind of gets an official designation, and folks get on the waiting list and work in those gardens. So you work with those folks to facilitate growing food in their community that way.
Exactly. We work with community projects.
Okay.
We don't work with backyard gardeners. We do provide resources like the meetup group and free workshops for anybody who wants to come. But we specifically build coops and give education to community gardens.
So there was already some chickening going on.
Yeah, people have been keeping chickens in New York City since the beginning of New York City. It's been a constant practice. We're a city of immigrants, city of migrants, city of innovators, people who want to take back control of their food system. So it's not a new trend. It's always been happening. It's getting more visibility now because more people are concerned about their food and want to get involved, but it's always been happening.
So is this an expensive undertaking? I mean, I'm always telling people chickens are cheap, but I'm talking about 2-3 in a backyard. And
It is fairly expensive for a couple reasons. One, they're keeping many chickens, more than 2 or 3. A lot of them are selling the eggs at market and so want to have a sizable flock. And that goes to support their urban agriculture operations, helps them buy more feed and hay, but also gives extra income.
So the startup cost is significant.
The startup cost is significant. We build large coops. They're in community spaces. They have enough space. So we like to build them so people can walk inside of them, so the chickens have plenty of room to move around. And so the money really goes to the startup costs.
Now, if they're selling eggs and collecting eggs, and also you're saying it improves their gardening too, right, or not? Does it?
Oh, yeah.
Or as the educational?
Some people say they keep them just for the manure.
Right.
I mean, that in itself improves the garden. Instead of having to bring in fertilizer from outside, which is a lot of work and a lot of money, they have it right there on site. And what they're doing to make that fertilizer is eating garden scraps, kitchen scraps, so they're recycling as well. And they're eating pests. So people will move them through their gardens. As you've seen a couple of years ago, we built chicken tractors.
Sure.
To eat crop residue, eat the pests that are living on them, fertilize the soil underneath them. So they provide a great ecological benefit.
Right, that's the Bucky McCall agenda right there. So, but they're getting a value out of that, and some of it's a monetary value. You provided them with the startup cost. What's the give back?
So every group that we work with, we ask them to pass on the gift. That's in quotes. It's a Heifer International phrase. And it does not mean pay us back monetarily, but to pay back the broader chicken-keeping community. We ask that they help others build their coops. We ask that they host workshops, that they travel to give workshops. They spread the word, the bird word. They all sign a contract that they're going to spend a certain number of hours doing these activities, giving back to the community, so that this is not just for their community, which is important in itself, but it's for the entire New York City community and beyond.
Now, for folks who maybe they're not in a community garden, but they're interested in all this, or they've had a benefit of Just Food, how would they go about contributing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Right now we have a Kickstarter campaign online. We're trying to fund our project this year. It's the first year without Heifer funding because they've stopped funding the Northeast. So if you go on Kickstarter.com and search for a chicken, it'll pop up right there. It's the City Chicken Project 2011. We're very close to reaching our goal. We have 7 days left of the campaign. We're almost 80% funded. And you can go there, read more about the project, see a beautiful video showing a couple of the groups we've worked with in the past, and donate to make this happen for 2011.
That sounds great. I really encourage people to do that. I'm going to put it on my Facebook and my website. Let's describe some of the type of people who are asking for chickens and who get chickens for us.
One applicant is called Brooklyn Rescue Mission and Bed-Stuy Farm. They started as a emergency feeding program, a pantry, and have since expanded to an urban farm and to farmers market and a youth program, and they'd love to bring chickens into the mix to help feed their community. Another is in East Harlem called the Pleasant Village Community Garden. It's been around for 35 years, and there are people still involved that have grown up in that garden for 35 years, and new folks from the neighborhood, and they want to raise chickens, again, to connect with the elementary school across the street and the broader community in terms of where does our food come from, providing educational opportunities and food. Another group is in Mott Haven in the South Bronx, and they're called Friends of Brook Park. And they have wonderful educational opportunities at the garden. They host many events around indigenous issues, and they're truly feeding their community. There's so many members involved, there's so many garden plots, and they want both the eggs and the fertilizer as well as the educational opportunities. Mm-hmm. So these are terrific groups with a lot of members, a lot of support, and have really a lot of potential to make a difference in their communities. And chickens are going to help them get there.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for meeting with me today, Owen. It's a great day in a park, and I hope you have a nice rest of the evening. I really appreciate it. I had a good time talking to you.
Me too. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.